will come to order. Committee Legislative Assistant will take the roll.
Chair Winkler.
Winkler present.
Representative Igbaje.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Doubt. Representative Haley.
Present.
Representative Herr.
Present.
Representative Jordan.
Present.
Representative Lilly. Representative Long.
Present.
Representative Moran.
Present.
Representative Nash. Representative New Brindley. Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott present.
There are 12 members present.
Thank you, Ms. Vang. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for May 13th, 2021. Representative Igbaje.
So moved.
Representative Igbaje moves approval of the minutes for May 13th, 2021. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for May 13th, 2021. The chair moves adoption of policy 2021 P5H1, Policy on Public Health and Safety in Response to COVID-19. This is to address the mask issue, and I would ask Mr. McCormick to review the policy change for us.
Mr. Chair, members, Patrick McCormick from Policy Research. I'm filling in today for Kelly Knight, who can't be here. The policy basically deletes the bulk of the mask policy that was in place earlier this session. If you look down to the second page, you'll see that what was the fourth provision is now the only part remaining. The key remaining elements are that members and employees should comply with MDH and CDC guidelines on the wearing of masks as those provisions are amended from time to time. And we clarify that the speaker can refine or further extend these requirements by memo at any time that is needed. A couple more bullet points to note, one specifically for staff. The CDC guidelines require or allow that in small enclosed spaces, you still may be required to wear a mask. And in the house, that would probably be the television production rooms, and those employees would be wearing masks. Another point is that the standard is that a person be fully vaccinated prior to removing their mask or being around without masks. And that is something that is going to rely on trust, that staff and members are going to be trusted to be honest about whether they're fully vaccinated. The speaker has noted that if they're a member of the House is publicly proclaiming that they're not vaccinated and not wearing a mask, that she would not call on that member. That's entirely within the rights of the speaker and her ability to control the order in the House. And those are the changes to the mask policy.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. I see Representative Jordan has her hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. McCormick, so the City of St. Paul has a local city ordinance requiring a mask mandate in public spaces. Can you comment on how that local ordinance intersects with this policy and masking at the House of Representatives?
Mr. Chair, Representative Jordan, the House policy applies to all House-controlled spaces. As a separate constitutional entity, our spaces are under our control.
Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, the motion before us is adoption of policy 2021-P5H1, policy on public health and safety in response to COVID-19. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the policy is adopted. I will note for the minutes that Representatives Lilly, Doubt, New Brindley and Nash are present.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Doubt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize, I jumped on just a couple of minutes late. Is there an update to the capacity on the House floor?
Representative Dowd, not at this time, and that is not a policy passed in the Rules Committee. That is a directive that the Speaker has issued to the Sergeant at Arms.
Okay, thank you.
Seeing no further business before the committee, we are adjourned.